I don't like this place. I know that already. First of all, of course, I want to apologize for my English. It's okay, no pictures. I wanted to speak English because I knew I would feel kind of stupid to speak Polish and no one understands it. And even with Corey translating me, I would feel really weird. So I'll try to speak English, and here he is to help me. So I'm sorry if I ask him what word. So it will be really simple because my vocabulary is not so wide. So first of all, I would like to thank you for a warm welcome. Really, it's hard for me to meet new people. You can ask Leslie when she was in Poland last year. I said one word to her in English. It was yes, and to her husband. And the rest of it was, I told Corey in Polish, he had to translate this, and it was only yes, so, and they were mouth there, so, it was kind of embarrassing, and I knew it will be really hard to speak here in English, because it's even for me hard to speak in Polish to somebody who I don't know, so, you know, but you did really good job. It's, you welcomed us, me very, very, you're just nice people. So it's easier to talk to you. And so thank you for everything, especially thanks to Marty. I didn't know that I will have here a person who can I laugh so much with. So thank you. But for all of you, of course. Okay, I asked my husband, what should I say here? We are married just a year and a half, some more, I don't remember. And he said, say some testimony, something, you know, share with something from the Bible. So, I would like to tell you something that was, important for me lately. I think I am on the very first stage of being a missionary's wife. I think it's the worst stage. I don't want to, you know, complain, but I had to leave all things that I liked, loved. I had to leave my church, and I had to I will have to leave my friends because we are moving to another town, my family. And you can ask him about my family. It's big and we are very close to each other. It's hard to leave them. Probably I will have to leave my job in Warsaw, and I like my job. And it's just hard. And I was really, and first year was, I was trying to not thinking about it. It was hard, but I was trying to not thinking about that it's hard, and I was trying to think positive. But it's hard to think positive. So when I came here, I think it was the hardest time at first, because many people ask me, do I miss my home? And I said, I didn't know what to tell because I have no home now. And I wanted to say yes, but my stuff is in Łódź, my life is still in Warsaw, so I said, well, I don't know. Not yet. So it was kind of, you know, discouraging, and it was just a hard time. I thought, I am losing everything what I love, and I don't have home, I don't have car. Although my husband says we don't need a car, but that's not true. So I had just a hard time, and it was really discouraging, and I took the Bibles, of course, every day, and I was looking for something. And I know there are lots of verses here saying about trusting God, not worrying, you know, the things that should encourage me to be okay, to get it over. Yeah, so, and I read them, but it was okay, and it was really precious, but I felt that I need something different this time. And God knew that I need something different this time. And I was studying letters. Epistle. and the first passage I would like to read is Philippians chapter 2. Okay, I'm so nervous that I can't buy Philippians. Okay, got it. Philippians chapter 2 and verses 9 to 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And the next passage, Colossians chapter 1, verses from 14 to 18. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Amen. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. And I read this and I said, stupid me. That's not about me in this life. And that's nice if I'm satisfied that I have things which I like and everything what I would like to have. But
you're not getting that far.
That's not about me, and it's kind. I was ashamed of my thoughts that I think about these things, which are important for people, and I think that's nothing wrong. That think friends and family are important for us, but I'm not here to bring satisfaction for myself. But everything's here. I believe everything's here. Is to bring glory to God, and it's very simple, and I just forgot about it. And I think about myself and about you. You may be not missionaries, all of you, but maybe you have something you would like to have, or something you would like to change it, but you don't know how, or God doesn't let you to change this time. Maybe you need to wait for something. Think about it. You can trust. You can read that you should not worry. And it's good. It's good. These encouraging passages are really good. And they help. But sometimes maybe we should more think that we don't have to have this thing. Maybe that's not for us, or we have to wait for this. And even if we would never have this thing, car. That's okay, because we don't have to have, people have two here. They're discouraging, really. But that's okay. I can go with a stroller in the bus. So just, I wanted to share with you this, that remember about this, that everything in your life, everything which is around you, new, you have to bring glory to God and not the pleasure or satisfaction for yourself, because it's not the point. So, thank you very much.